CC clears, securitize capital as RIA to launch 100 May Plus tokenized funds. Securitized Capital has received SEC approval as a registered investment advisor, RIA, a status its parent company says will let it launch tokenized funds exceeding $100 million. CEO Carlos Domingo confirmed the milestone in a July 28, 2026 update, framing it as a gate opening for larger institutional products built on tokenized real-world assets. The RIA registration matters because of what it permits. As a registered advisor, Securitize Capital can manage client assets directly and structure investment funds under a federal regulatory framework rather than relying on exemptions or partner arrangements. For a firm whose core business is putting funds and securities on-chain, that is the difference between running pilot-scale products and managing institutional mandates. The role of an RIA in tokenized finance. An RIA is a firm registered with the SEC or state regulators to advise clients on securities and manage assets for a fee held to a fiduciary standard. For most asset managers, this is routine plumbing. For a tokenization firm, it removes a specific bottleneck: the ability to offer and manage larger pooled vehicles without leaning on a third-party advisor of record. Securitize has spent years building the issuance and transfer agent rails for tokenized securities. Adding advisor status lets the group control more of the stack, from structuring a fund to issuing its shares as on-chain tokens and managing the underlying portfolio. Domingo's specific claim that the approval enables funds above 100 million points to institutional allocators who need a regulated counterparty before they commit capital at scale. Building on the BlackRock-Budil relationship, Securitize is already the tokenization partner behind BlackRock's USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, BUIDL, one of the largest tokenized money market products on-chain. That relationship established the firm as a serious infrastructure provider, rather than a crypto-native experiment. The RIA approval extends that credibility into fund management itself. The timing lines up with a broader move of real-world assets on-chain. Tokenized treasuries, private credit, and money market funds have grown into a multi-billion dollar segment, and the firms that can operate inside SEC frameworks are positioned to capture institutional flows that compliance-bound allocators could not previously touch. A regulated advisor able to run nine-figure tokenized funds is exactly the kind of counterparty pension funds, family offices, and corporate treasuries have said they need. Market backdrop: as of July 28, 2026, the approval landed during a soft session for crypto majors. As of July 28, 2026, Bitcoin traded near 63,351, down 2.7% on the day, with Ether at $1,081, down 4.2%, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 34 in fear territory. Tokenized RWA products are largely insulated from that price action, since their value tracks underlying treasuries and funds rather than token speculation, which is part of their appeal to conservative institutional buyers. That insulation is the strategic point. While spot crypto swings on macro sentiment, a tokenized money market fund yields the same as its off-chain equivalent, but settles on-chain around the clock. For institutions weighing digital asset exposure, a regulated wrapper with familiar risk removes much of the hesitation. Consequences for on-chain settlement. The practical read is that regulated fund management on-chain is moving from proof of concept toward standard practice. Once a firm can run 100 million plus tokenized funds under RIA status, the same rails can support programmable distributions, instant settlement, and 24/7 subscriptions and redemptions that legacy fund administration cannot match. For the payments and stablecoin ecosystem, the second order effect is liquidity. Tokenized treasuries and money market shares increasingly serve as on-chain collateral and yield-bearing cash equivalents. Growth here feeds the same infrastructure that supports stablecoin spending and on-chain settlement more broadly, since a regulated yield-bearing tokenized fund is a natural reserve asset for issuers and treasuries. One caveat: an RIA registration is an authorization, not a track record. The approval clears Securitize to launch larger funds, but the size and success of those products still depend on which institutions actually allocate. Domingo's 100 known owner framing is a ceiling the approval unlocks, not a figure raised.